The comedian Amy Schumer is taking on Glamour magazine. Glamour's new issue focuses on women who are plus size and features Schumer alongside stars like Adele and Melissa McCarthy. And while Schumer says there's nothing wrong with being plus size, she says the magazine never told her she would be in that specific issue. And on top of that, she says she's not actually plus size. Kate Dreese is managing editor of Jezebel. She's with us from New York to talk about this. Kate, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, take us, first of all, back to where this started and this issue from Glamour that was announced last week. What exactly does it say? Because it doesn't call all of these women plus size.
Sure. I think that's what's sort of interesting about it. The issue is the beginning of a partnership that Glamour is doing with Lane Bryant, which is a plus size clothing company for women. And the partnership is essentially like a big coup for Lane Bryant. And for Glamour, it is an attempt to address women who are interested in style that is, I guess we could say, more inclusive than what they typically show in their magazine. You know, that being said, the issue, even though it is for plus size women, you know, it doesn't say that on the cover. I think the specific cover line says chic at any size.
Right.
And then specifically mentions, you know, sizes 12 and up. So, you know, you don't have to be a genius to figure out what they're saying there.
Well, but Amy Schumer was not happy when she found out about this, and she took to social media and said what?
She actually kind of expressed it in, I think, a pretty interesting way. You know, a lot of times when we see celebrities who are unhappy with media representation, it's less of a dialogue. She went out there and she said, you know, I think it's, you know, I have no issue with being called plus size. I just am not plus size. I'm, you know, a 6'2" and 8" and plus size. She defined as size 16 and up. You know, she said, I'm mostly upset that they put me on this cover and didn't tell me that I was going to. And I think her larger point was that it's slightly confusing, I think, to younger women who perhaps are less aware of the nuance in marketing like this to say, you know, if you're a size 6 or 8, you're also plus size. I mean, like, that's sort of her argument, I think, is, you know, at what point are we kind of starting to label women as large or quote-unquote out of the norm when, in fact, you know, statistically they're not at all.
And by the way, the editor-in-chief of Glamour tweeted back to Amy Schumer that the magazine didn't want to offend her, wasn't calling her plus size, and by the way pointed out that, you know, Amy Schumer said size 16 and up is plus size and she's between a 6 and an 8. She said actually most women in this country at this point are size 12 or higher.
Yeah, so Glamour's editor came out after the fact and said, you know, we included her in the issue because of her, you know, history, I think, quote, talking about body positivity, which is true. In her stand-up, Schumer talks a lot about her body. But I do think it's interesting. I mean, the interview is from 2015. It's not new content. And, you know, I wrote about this on Jezebel, and a lot of our readers essentially said, you know, you want me to pay $13 for old content when what you should really be doing is including this regularly in your magazine instead of treating it like a side issue that we're going to address once or twice and then never touch on again.
Well, this does get to this issue in this country of how we define different sizes and which sizes end up on the cover of magazines and which don't, and how we define beauty in this country.
Yeah, I think what Schumer was trying to get at, and she is certainly not the first to try to articulate this, is that the labels are very frustrating, especially because, you know, we say that, you know, clothing companies have defined, you know, this specific size set as plus size. But, you know, I don't know a lot of women that walk around saying I'm plus sized. You know, like women
right.
don't really talk about their bodies that way. So it's essentially a marketing tactic. Other than that, essentially what you have here is a set of prescriptive ways to talk about women's bodies and shopping that you don't have for men. So, you know, I think people joke or talk about how men sometimes have to go to the quote-unquote big and tall store, but that is not incredibly common. You know, most men's stores have a, you know, very large range of clothing.
Right.
And a lot of women's stores, you know, don't. Like brands that people want to shop at. And the brands that are plus size for women, you know, aren't as stylish, aren't at a price point that they want. And, you know, women want to buy what they want to buy. It's not size dependent. It's not like if your body is bigger or smaller, the things you want to wear change that drastically. You know, we're all still like out here trying to express ourselves visually and, you know, put our best foot forward.
That's Kate Dries, the managing editor of Jezebel, speaking with us about this debate between Amy Schumer and Glamour magazine. We'll post their tweets at our website, hereandnow.org. Kate, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.